أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال تزرعون سبع سنين دأبا فما حصدتم فذروه في سنبله إلا قليلا مما تأكلون ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك سبع شداد يأكلن ما قدمتم لهن إلا قليلا مما تحصنون ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك عام فيه يغاث الناس وفيه يعصرون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayats number 47, 48 and 49 of Surah Yusuf. The king had sent the cupbearer to find out the dream from Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. And in these three verses, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam does not only give the interpretation of the dream, what is known as ta'wil in Arabic, but he also chalks out the plan, which is known as tadbir. So one is ta'wil, and over and above that, the tadbir, the plan that needs to be taken into consideration. So he says, قَالَ تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَأَبَى. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam says, interpreting the dream such, that you will cultivate the lands, سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَأَبَى, for 7 years continuously. In other words, there will be 7 years of very good rains. In that 7 years, you will get lush crops, and whatever is required will be able to be accomplished. However, فَمَا حَسَدْتُمْ فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُمْبُلِهِ. Whatever you harvest, take that harvest and leave the corn in the ears. In other words, don't remove the corn from the ear. If you do that, going forward you are going to have issues, because you are going to require to store this corn, illa qalilan mimma ta'kulun, except a little that you will remove from its ears, which you are going to eat. But the whole thing is that you are going to have difficulties going forward, so you will need to store, you will need to withhold, and this is how you are going to withhold. Up to that point in time, nobody had known how to withhold the crops. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam shows it, and then after the 7 year period, ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبْعٌ شِدَادٌ, there will be difficult years, years of drought that are going to come for a period of 7 years. So what are you going to do in the second 7 year period? يَأْكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُنَّ. You are going to eat from what you had withheld, what you had kept for and stored going forward, illa qalila, except a little, that even after that 7 years of difficulties, no rain, there is drought, but you are still going to withhold some, mimma tuhsinun, which you are going to withhold for the seeds to go forward. Now this is how Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam not only interpreted the dream, but Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam gave the plan, the ta'wil and the tadbir, both were done. And how he did this? There are 7 fat cows, that is the 7 years of rain. There are 7 ears of corn that are fresh, that is the 7 years. What is the relationship between the cow and the corn and the cultivation of the land? That they used to plow the land with cows. And the lean cows and the dry crops, that all was referring to the 7 years of drought that will come. Now that was insofar as the interpretation of the dream was concerned. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ. Thereafter 1 year will come. فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسِ, in which there will be torrential rains coming upon the people. In other words, sufficient and abundant rain. وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ, and it will be so much of rain that you will be able to squeeze the fruit and make juices, whether it's grapes or whatever. And that is indicative of the fact that Allah Ta'ala will give an abundance, that not only you will eat the fruit, but there will be so much that you will be able to squeeze it. And thus, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam interprets the dream as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had shown him. Now up to the 7 years of good rains, 7 years of drought, that was the interpretation of the dream. The 1 year of good rain, that was not the interpretation of the dream, but that was wahi from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had revealed to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. So this is a combination of the expertise of Yusuf alayhi salam insofar as interpretation, and also it is indicative of the fact that he received wahi from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and he had become a Nabi of Allah. From here ulama have written, one is this, that we make tawakkul and we put our trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But over and above that, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam also showed that there has to be planning. But that planning will always be linked to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That we will not plan thinking that we are the architects of our lives or whatever we are doing, but placing our tawakkul in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we will plan, like in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, the best of hikmah, the best of wisdom is that a person plans. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.